Justin Fluke joined by Coach Caleb Moeller. It's time to talk about the Blue Jay football. Sabetha now 4-2 on the season, suffering a loss after three straight wins last Friday night against Nemaha Central. Big district game and 24-0 the final score, but a game that was at least felt like a little bit closer than that through most of the contest, at least maybe until late. So, Coach, we knew that it wasn't the end-all, be-all game. It was certainly a big game, but what were your biggest takeaways, I guess, and things that kind of stood out from last Friday against the Thunder?
Yeah, you know, last Friday night we got to see some things that we need to work on, and, you know, playing a team like Nemaha Central, you know, being a great team, they show you those things, and the little things that we may be able to get away with from other teams, we aren't able to do so against them. And they know some of our stuff. Obviously, we play them quite often. You know, that's the thing that we'll take on to this week and next week is, you know, working on those little things that did get exposed on some of our blocking and, you know, hitting the hole in the right spot. And, you know, defensively, again, I thought we played a pretty solid game. Offensively, we didn't put our defense in great situations at times and turning the ball over, four times. Obviously we got to limit those turnovers in big situations and that, you know, those are things that we'll work on throughout the season. And, you know, we had to pass a little bit and, you know, giving them easier reads in the pass game, will allow, to be more confident in what we're doing. But, you know, we learn a lot about ourselves with these big games, and it's always good to have those throughout the season in order to know what to do for the next couple weeks.
No doubt, and it sounds like you mentioned just before we came on air here that the team's bounced back pretty well. Sounds like practices are going good this week, and the team, you know, moving forward with a hunger and a desire to correct some things that you just talked about and get better to make a deeper playoff run, right?
Yeah, you know, after a loss, you learn a lot on film, and I, you know, after a win, you don't see some of those things, and you know, after a loss, it just kind of magnifies, and you know, our kids see that, and we see how close we are to competing with some of the best schools in the state, and you know, our ability to play at that level is there. And we just have to fix a few things here and there and you know, be able to put together drives and sustain drives and control the clock and limit those turnovers. And that would be a different ball game Friday night if we were able to do that.
You bet. Onward and upward with another district game this week. It's at Oskaloosa. We'll talk about that matchup next with Coach Moeller here on the Blue Jay Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller, talking about the football this week on the road at Oskaloosa. It's a district game, and obviously Oskaloosa has struggled a little bit, but a game that I'm sure that you want you guys focused on, you know, what you can control and do and trying to get right and bounce back and kind of get some of that momentum and confidence back this week, hopefully. Right, Coach?
Yeah, you know, Oskaloosa, you know, watching them on film, they have a little double wing offense there that they run pretty well, and they've got some athletes and guys that run hard. Obviously, they've had some games where they've struggled a little bit, but they have some weapons on their offense and their defense. They come up and fill some gaps there, and they put a lot of guys in the box. So we're going to have to manage those things and work on those things that we saw last week and improve on those this week.
You talked a little bit about just, you know, some of the mistakes and stuff. I know you've talked a lot about the passing game as well and when to fit that in and how to fit that in and make the offense a little maybe less predictable. But what are some things offensively that you're hoping to see more of this week or to spend a little more time working on? Is the passing game one of those areas that you feel like still has a chance to develop here throughout the rest of the season?
You know, the big thing that we need to do offensively is just take advantage of what the defense has given us. And you know, if people want to stack the box on us, we've got to be able to do some damage in the air or get around the corner or, you know, do those things that obviously allows that big play potential. Obviously, we're not shooting for that every play. You know, a successful play to us is 3 to 4 yards a carry, and that's what we're really looking for in our offense. But yeah, just what the defense has given us, and you know, we can scheme up some things there in order to hurt the defense with what they're trying to do to us.
I know you've mentioned, you know, and we've talked about this the last few weeks as well. You've had several guys, you know, kind of in and out of the lineup and different guys banged up. It sounds like that's going to be the case again this week. So another week to where I know you'd love to be able to get a lead, get a lot of guys playing, but you're going to have to also have some guys just step in and next man up kind of fill in again this week, right?
Yeah, you know, that's what we tell our guys every week is, you know, you never know when you're going to be put in the game, and you might have injury or two, and your name's going to be called. So if you're a freshman through senior, you better be ready to step in there and fill that role. And when you step on that field, we expect 100% out of you, and understanding what we're trying to do and have success on the football field.
One final thought, Coach. You know, I want to get back to your defense because this has still been really, really good, and the defense last week was really good despite being in a few tough spots. But and it obviously takes all 11, and sometimes, you know, the one that gets credit for the tackle isn't the one that quote-unquote made the play or forced the play. But who have been some of your most consistent leaders through the first 6 weeks of the season that you feel like have helped really set the tone and help really lead your defense to such a strong effort here every week?
Yeah, you know, at every level, we've got guys that are bringing in the play calls for our defense. And, you know, at safety, we've got Brody Dieters. At linebackers, we got Landon and Kai. And on our defensive line, we've got a bunch of guys that rotate in there at those positions. So they've really been playing team defense. And what has been great to see is that they don't care who gets the tackle. They're just doing their job, and doing it to the best of their abilities. And, you know, it may be, our nose guard, you know, if he gets a double team, that's exactly what, we want him to do. And,
right.
And, you know, the linebackers have a clearing in order to go make that tackle then. And that's what our defense is about. And, you know, our team motto is a swarm, and we're getting to the ball with physicality. And we are really playing team ball.
Thanks as always for your time, Coach. Appreciate it, and
yeah.
Best of luck at Oskaloosa this week.
All right. Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it.
Coach Caleb Moeller of the Blue Jays. The Sabetha Weekly Locker Room Chats brought to you by C&K Service in Sabetha, by Garrett Country Mart, and by Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha.